We read today from John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." So far the words. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear fellow redeemed, are you a leader? This might be a question that you would hear at a job interview, perhaps. Leadership is a valuable trait to have, isn't it? If you have leadership, that means that others respect what you have to say, and what you say holds a certain amount of weight in others' minds. If you are a leader, it means that you are decisive, you make the tough choices, and you represent the people who follow you. Sometimes being a leader can be a thankless job, though. You may need to make some very unpopular decisions. Those decisions may not be what the people want, but sometimes those decisions are what the people need. Sometimes being a leader can be a glorified job. If you make decisions that saves people's lives or people's jobs, you'll become beloved. Think of some of the greatest leaders we've had in the last century. Leaders who got their people through very tough situations. Names come to mind like Churchill or FDR. Those leaders got their people through World War II. They made tough decisions and they represented the people who followed them. Some leaders, like Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and Nelson Mandela, went through discrimination and led people, and they were revered for it. Being a leader may not be easy, but if you do it correctly, you will be loved. What about followers? If you were in that same job interview and someone said, "Would you describe yourself as a leader or a follower?" and you said, "I'm a follower," you think that would get positive feedback? We can't all be leaders. Someone has to follow those leaders. But if you're known as a follower, sometimes people think that means you're a weak person or you can't make decisions yourself. A follower isn't revered or respected. A follower is just a face in the crowd. So what are you, leader or a follower? We pray the Lord bless our study today. In our account here today, we find a recently called Philip. Jesus just told Philip, "Follow me." A couple of verses earlier in the book of John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and declared of him, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." One of the disciples who heard John say this was the disciple Andrew. He went and told his brother Peter. He said to Peter, "We have found the Messiah." Philip was called directly by Jesus. He now went to go find Nathanael. Just as Andrew found Peter, so Nathanael was found by Philip. He had to tell him who he found. Verse 35, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." What an introduction here that Philip gives Jesus. If you were Jewish and you heard, "We found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote," this would definitely pique your interest. When you name drop Moses, one of the greatest leaders in the whole nation of Israel, you definitely get some raised eyebrows. What exactly were the writings of Moses that he was talking about here? Just one of them, Deuteronomy 18:15, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear." Not only this passage here, but the entirety of the Old Testament continually points to Jesus as the Messiah. The Messiah, one who would redeem Israel, one who would be the Savior from sin and damnation. Jesus is that one. He is the Messiah. And Philip had to let his fellow Jew, Nathanael, know that he found him. This was important. After waiting so many years for the Savior, he finally was here. Well, Philip's statement did get a reaction from Nathanael. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" You can almost hear the scorn in his response here, can't you? Really? This great man who you think Moses was writing about? Jesus of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Really? Nazareth was probably, after all, a small village. Didn't have much reputation to it. Even the country of Galilee was not really regarded highly. Something that the Pharisees had a problem with, too. They had a saying amongst themselves, "No prophet has arisen out of Galilee." It is true that our Lord Jesus came from very humble beginnings. He was, after all, literally born in a barn. Nathanael had some reservations, to say the least. What was Philip's response to Nathanael? He didn't argue with him. He didn't try to convince him either. He simply said, "Come and see." Philip really says a lot here without saying much at all. He shows us a great method to use when we tell others about Jesus. Come and see. He was leading Nathanael to Jesus. He recognized that if Nathanael was ever going to know about Jesus, he'd have to bring him to Jesus, and Jesus himself would teach him. The best Philip could do would be to lead him to Jesus. This is still true of us today. We must admit, though, we often fail at this come and see approach. We are sinful people. How often we share the same scorn that Nathanael had when he heard about Jesus' name. But sometimes the simplest approach is the best. Do people in your life have hardships? Tell them to come and see. Come and see Jesus. Now, you can't physically lead people to physically see Jesus. But what can you do? You can lead them to the Bible. Jesus is in the Bible. And with the Spirit's help, you can lead others to come and see Jesus and see what the Bible has to say. Come and see. These are words to remember in our own lives, aren't they? Are you having troubles in your personal life? Come and see what Jesus has to say to you. Are you having troubles with that one specific sin that keeps happening? Come and see what the Bible has to say about it. Come and see what Jesus has to say to us. Isn't that the reason why we're here today? To come and see Jesus? When we come and see Jesus, the rest of life comes into perspective. Are you a leader? Lead people to Jesus. It's not your job to create faith in people. Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all nations. How do we do that? We bring the Word of God. The Word has the power to create disciples, not us. The Holy Spirit creates faith, not us. As we see from our narrative here today, Nathanael did believe Jesus, and did become one of his disciples. But it wasn't because Philip did anything. Jesus gave him faith. We lead others to the true leader, Jesus Christ. Before our great leader, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We were lost in the darkness of our sin, blind to the truth. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to lead us out of darkness. Our mission now is to lead others to Jesus. How can we lead? Well, we can lead by example. Living a Christian life, others can see that there's something different about us. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, starting with verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We can lead people with the Spirit's help simply by being Christians. We lead people to Jesus by leading them to the Bible. Either by our example or by our words, with the Spirit's direction, we lead them to our great leader, Jesus, who will lead all his believers to heaven. When Nathanael came to Jesus and he told Nathanael things that he did not expect. First he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Even though Nathanael reacted with scorn at the name of Jesus, Jesus reacted positively of Nathanael. Notice Jesus does not say here comes Nathanael of Cana. Can anything good come out of Cana? Rather, Jesus is kind and loving. He's loving of this man who he didn't even know, or who didn't know him. "How do you know me?" was Nathanael's first reaction to this response. Jesus showed Nathanael that he did know him and that his omniscience was Jesus's, and told him that he saw him under a fig tree before Philip even sought him out. Nathanael immediately recognized Jesus' power and confessed him to be the rabbi, the son of God, and the king of Israel. Nathanael was now a follower of Jesus. What about us? Are we followers? Follower has that negative connotation to it, doesn't it? It's only negative to be a follower, though, if the person that you follow is bad. When we follow the all-powerful Jesus, we have no shame. We can say along with Peter, "Lord, to whom else shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." When you tell others that you are a follower of Christ, you might also be looked at with scorn. But it's okay. Who else would you want to follow? Those great leaders I mentioned earlier, they were great leaders of men, but they were all sinful men. Jesus is different. He lived the perfect life. He died the innocent death and rose again. He did it all for us. He leads and he loves us. We follow him. Jesus calls us all in different ways. In the story today, he called Andrew, and Andrew told his brother Peter. He called Philip directly. He called Nathanael, or Philip directly, and then Nathanael was brought to Jesus by Philip. Jesus has all called us here in different ways too. But what's the same thing that we have in common, though, is that we all now follow Jesus. The followers of Jesus will see great things. Last two verses of our account here. Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." If Nathanael thought that that fig tree instance was something to behold, he hadn't seen anything yet. He was about to witness the ministry of Jesus, where incredible miracles would take place. Jesus points specifically to him seeing heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. We also see such an event happening. We see this every time we open our Bibles, and the Spirit displays that awesome power of the Savior and his redemptive work for us. Because Jesus died on the cross for us, for our sins, we now have the robes of righteousness, and we will inherit heaven. We will see such an event take place. Judgment Day, we will see this awesome event, and even after all of us here are dead and gone, we will see with the same eyes that we see today. We shall see a new heaven and a new earth, and we will behold the glory of God illuminate everything. We will sing God's praises into eternity. So what are we? Are we leaders or followers? We are both. We lead others to Jesus because we cannot hide the glorious truth of his redemptive work. We follow Jesus because he is the best leader anyone could hope to have. There is nothing better than to be a follower of Jesus Christ, because he leads us into eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.